Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another show. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to be someone who's on the spectrum but also be transgendered? Well, my next guest is just that. Evan Attlee talks about his life being transgendered and what he had to go through and where he is at now. So stay tuned, sit back and relax and grab your favorite beverage, and I'll catch you on the other side. Hello and welcome to Inside the Asperger Studio Stories. Today I'm joined with a good friend of mine from my life coaching sessions, Evan Attlee. Welcome to the show, Evan.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, let's start off a little about you. What's it like being someone who's on the spectrum? How do you deal with that?
It's hard. It's a lot of struggles. I've been through a lot, but I've come a long way. It's also been hard because I'm also transgender. So dealing with gender dysphoria and gender roles and getting through all that and then getting through school and all the problems with classes and getting tutors. And I was like, I had a bad bout of depression in college, and it started in high school but got worse in college. Ended up a lot of anxiety, ended up like becoming a transient student, moving back home from West Virginia, finishing up here in Florida. And then, I mean, I finished, I got my college degree, which was great. I just keep chugging along.
Now, do you have a good relationship with your parents?
Yes, I do. They live 15 minutes right down the road. So my mom is my best friend. I tell her everything.
All right. Now, how do you deal with your own depression? I mean, have you fought ways to like combat it when about a depression like overcomes you?
I feel like, yeah, I mean, it's hard. Like therapy really helps. Way back, I think it was, if I'm trying to remember correctly, it had to have been sometime in the beginning of college. I was in and out of mental institutions, like very suicidal. And they wanted to do ECT, which is like electrical transmitted waves into your brain to make you happy, like so you weren't depressed. So that was something. It helped for a while, but it wasn't like an end-all be-all fix, as I don't think anything really is. I think you're, you know, working through it your whole life. And the bad thing about doing that was that I lost a lot of my memory from my past. It disappeared. But now I just rely on, you know, a lot of support from my family and friends and involve myself in things that make me happy. And, you know, I go to Disney almost every weekend. So I keep myself very happy.
Well, I mean, going to Disney World is one way to keep yourself happy. That's for sure.
Yes. Yes.
You have to live close to it, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I'm like an hour and a half away.
I bet you have, you probably have what, the Orlando Pass?
Oh, yeah.
you're lucky. I mean, I wanted to do Disney, and when I went to look at the passes, it's like a fortune.
Oh, you know, it's so
They changed their price, their pricing and their passes. It's not what it used to be.
Oh, no, it's awful. The financial situation is very stressful. But, you know, you do the things that make you happy. And
all right. Now let's get into some of the questions. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in St. Petersburg, Florida.
All right. What motivates you, inspires you, and drives you?
I like it. I feel really motivated when I get like a lot of support and encouragement from others and like, you know, a simple, good job or, you know, you're doing good. Like just goes a long way with me, you know, like I just need a little support and, you know, encouragement and I'm happy.
All right. Very motivated. What's the best compliment you've ever gotten?
So I don't know if it's really like a compliment, but I really like it when I feel like I'm one of the guys, like I've only been a male for 7 years. So, it's exciting and it feels good and it gives me confidence and it helps with my gender dysphoria. So when I feel like I'm one of the guys token and joking, I'm like, oh yeah, you know, like they have no idea. Like it just, it really builds my confidence and makes me feel really good.
All right. What's your biggest failure and what did you learn from that?
So I think my biggest failure would have to be dropping out of paramedic school. I went to EMT school and then I went straight into paramedic and I made it halfway. And I feel like I doubted myself too much. I should have seen how far I could have gone. I shouldn't have underestimated myself. You know, I'm better than that. You know, like I could have made it the whole way probably and really taken that, you know, much further.
All right. Can you tell me about three influential people in your life and how they've impacted your life?
Yeah. My mom for sure. Number one, she teaches me to never give up. Like I said, she's my best friend. She's always there for me. My friends, they support me and they get me out of my comfort zone, out of my anxieties, and they get me to enjoy life. And then it's not a person, but my dog, I feel like, Bandit, he's taught me to slow down, enjoy life, and, teaches me a lot of patience and consistency too. A lot of responsibility.
As any pet should, really.
Huh?
As any pet should, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah.
All right. What makes you feel inspired or like your best self?
Well, when I'm, when I feel supported by others or, when I'm at Disney on a perfect day.
All right. And fill in this blank. I am at my best when.
I am at my best when I have a chocolate milk in the morning.
All right. Good answer. If you can turn back time and talk to your 18-year-old self, what would you tell him or her?
I would tell them to not be scared, to try everything. You know, don't be worried. Like it's going to get better. Things will make more sense. You know, just keep going. Don't give up.
All right. If you could have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why?
Probably something along the lines of like, reach out, you know, ask for help. Like, you know, vulnerability is like so difficult to be vulnerable with other people and with yourself. So I think if people can learn to really say what's on their mind and reach out and ask for help. And, you know, it would help a lot of people.
All right. What do you think the world will look like in 5 years from now?
I'm hoping that there's going to be more opportunities for civilians like me to go into space. I would really think that would be awesome.
All right. What was your favorite subject in school?
Probably art class. I didn't really do well in school. I didn't really enjoy many of my classes that much. I enjoyed them more in college when they were more focused towards what I was studying, which was parks and recreation. So like my dendrology class about trees or my rope climbing course or anything like that. I really, really enjoyed. But back in like elementary stuff, probably like art class or recess.
All right. Would you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
Introvert, definitely, but I can be an extrovert depending on the situation.
All right. If you could be remembered for one thing, what would it be and why?
Probably that I was nice. I want to put, you know, make people feel good and put a smile on their face and show them a good time. So I hope that I was fun and nice and, you know, a good additive to the group.
All right. Now, why don't you tell me a little bit more about yourself and how you got to where you are now?
So I grew up here in Florida. I studied musical theater in high school. And I was in a couple different musicals and shows, but nothing really too big. I didn't get like any of the main roles or anything. My senior project in high school was Peter Pan. I played Peter Pan, which was really fun. And then I decided I wanted to go ahead and continue studying musical theater into college. So I went and I auditioned for a lot of schools and wasn't really having a lot of luck. Didn't get into a lot of them. Forgot my lyrics and monologue at one of my auditions, which is pretty bad. But I got into one in South Carolina and I stayed there for a year and continued to study musical theater. But then I decided it wasn't for me. It was a very competitive field and I opted out. And then I decided, you know, what else do I love? And I love nature. So I went to study Parks and Rec at West Virginia University. And around like the first year of college and second year of college, the first year of college is when I came out gay, as if I was like a lesbian. And then when I got towards the end of college is when I really got into an identity crisis and really just fallen down a rabbit hole. And then I figured out that being transgender was a thing and that, you know, I could be who I was and be much more happy. I mean, other things, but that relieved a lot of the issues. And then I had therapists all through college and was really not doing well. I ended up in a mental institution in West Virginia. And then my mom came and got me and I went back to Florida and did the transient thing so that I could get my degree. And then I finished and I worked in retail for a while, but I didn't like it at all. It was very difficult, like dealing with the customers and knowing what to say and how to do what I was supposed to. And I wasn't very good at it at all. Made me very anxious and very depressed. And I then thought, you know, well, I don't really want to move out of Florida. I don't want to be away from my family. You know, what do I do? So I went the route of EMT. So I decided let's do this, you know, let's go to school to be an EMT. So I studied, I did that and passed with flying colors. I did really well. I really loved it, really found the human body very amazing. And then I went on to paramedic. It was a little too difficult, so I dropped out, unfortunately. And I now work for a fitness company, but I'm also much more happy with who I am. I went through a huge transition. I had two surgeries. I just kept pushing along with the help from my friends and my parents. And I then, started to really get into more of what makes me happy and what I want to do with my life. So I started an Etsy shop where I sell dog bandanas and some cat toys. It's not as big as I'd want it to be, but I have a lot of a lot more for it in the future. I also am starting to write a script for a movie.
Wow.
Hopefully that'll go well and I can land it where I want it to be. So we'll see where that goes. Me and Lauren, my life coach, are talking about possibly writing a book too about, being neurodivergent and, having a gender identity problems and just, working through life, which would be really cool to share with other people and help them go through their problems,
All right. That's a very interesting story, actually. And I can actually give you somebody who can help you with writing that book when you're ready.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that'd be great.
He's become my writing mentor, and he's really helped me in some ways and stuff. So I'll give you his information later, and then you can contact him and see how he can help you get into that path.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Not a problem. Now we get into some of the more fun questions of the show. So let's get started. What is your favorite word?
Probably like magic or magical. It just makes me feel good and keeps that child in me close to heart.
What is your least favorite word?
Probably like anything like a medical word or like anything that starts with like psych, because every time I go to type it in or look something up, I can never know how to spell it, and it frustrates me so much.
All right. What turns you on creatively, spiritually, and emotionally?
I would say like being out in nature and listening to music, being supported from my friends and my family, and
All right. What turns you off?
Rude people. I don't like it when people are mean, and I don't like it when people aren't aware of their surroundings. Like when I'm at Disney and people, they just don't know what's going on around them, and they're in their own little world, and it's like, hello, there's other people here trying to, have an enjoyable day. Like, what are you doing?
Right. What sound or noise do you love?
I love the sound of a purring cat, like a cat purring, or like a nice babbling brook.
What sound or noise do you hate?
The sound of chewing.
All right. What's your favorite color?
Green.
What's your least favorite color?
Black. I like colors. I'm a very colorful person, and I like to match. Very matchy.
All right. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
I'd want to attempt to be like a mountaineering park ranger, where I'd go off into the woods and save people who got lost or, mauled by a bear or something, and I'd rescue them and take them to safety.
What profession other than your own would you not want to do?
Other I would not want to do anything that would involve like having guns or a weapon on me. That would be terrifying.
All right. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you reach the pearly gates?
You get to be a ghost. Go have fun.
When you arrive in heaven, who would you like to meet?
Probably my family. Odds are, you know, most of my family is going to go before me. So not that they're allowed to die, but, you know, they're probably going to go before me. So when I get up there, I'll definitely want to see them.
All right. And lastly, what books or music would you recommend my audience listen to?
I don't read a lot of books, so I wouldn't know books. But music, I would definitely recommend, I just love any like instrumental stuff. I can put my own story to it when I listen to it, and it really helps me work through anxieties and makes me just feel really good, calms me down, and yeah.
And lastly, finally, where can people find you on the web, Evan?
They can find me on Etsy at Barktail and get a nice bandana for their dog and tell a tale of what adventures they're going on.
All right. And you heard it here, people. That's Evan Attlee. Thank you so much for being on the show, Evan.
Oh, thank you, Reed. It was fun.
It's a good life, so don't go waste it. Stop a second, cause I know you can taste it.